are at the 2018 Northwest Credit Union Association MAX Convention in beautiful Tacoma, Washington, with a couple of fine gentlemen here in the studio lounge. Mr. Jason Wirtz from Unitas Community Credit Union, welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good to be here.
Yeah, and Sean Taylor from Marathon Partners. Welcome, Sean.
Thank you, sir. Happy to be here.
Yeah, good. I'm happy you guys are here as well. We're going to talk about some cool stuff here. But before we get into the topic, how's the conference going for both of you guys?
It's going great.
Yeah?
It's been a really nice venue. Content's great. Speakers are great.
Mm-hmm.
Great opportunity to network.
Yep. Yeah, there's a lot of people here.
There is.
There's a lot of people here. Every time there's a break, or whatever, this place is like shoulder-to-shoulder people.
It is.
So it's a good turnout for sure. All right, we're going to talk about back-office solutions and particular call center experience and how you guys have partnered to work together and make this a great experience. So, Sean, do you want to start it off? Do you want to what's your part in all of this?
Sure.
With Marathon?
Well, I'm one of the managing partners with Marathon Partners Consulting. Trying to think back how we actually connected. I think how we connected with Jason, we were doing some work with one of the third-party vendors within the space, and they sent out a note to the to all of the credit unions that they were supporting, saying that we were doing this work, and from that engagement, note or email that they sent, we got a call back from Brian Alfano, who reports it to Jason. Brian called us back and said, "Hey, we're interested in what you guys do. We'd love to talk to you. We might have some opportunities in our call center. Possibly in our back office." Mm-hmm. Brian owned a piece of it, so he wasn't sure if you were going to do both or one, but he was interested. So we chatted with Brian two or three times, and then Jason invited us out to do an operational analysis. We use a two-step approach. First step, we'll spend a week or two within the customer. They invite us into their work home, if you will, and we spend a couple of weeks really understanding their business, their operational challenges, understanding if there's opportunity to improve and what those improvements are specifically, and in the meantime gaining buy-in from the team that they agree that these are the things we want to go fix, and they agree that these are the important things to tackle, and then we put together a plan to approach and to tackle that. And then phase two would be if the organization is interested, for us to actually come and help them be an implementation partner for them to actually go and do the things we talked about during the analysis. And in some cases, the organization will say, "Well, thank you, for the information and input, but no thank you, we'll go do it on our own."
Right.
In this case, Jason said, "Well, thank you for the information. We'd love to partner with you to go do this together."
Right on.
So we went down a journey, and we worked with their back office lending group, and so it was a dual project. It's not always both areas, back and call center. In this case, we did them both together. Did the back office lending group, did the call center group, and I think we had some pretty good results, and they've been a fantastic partner. We love Unitas, as we talked started talking at the beginning of this. They're really fantastic, great group, and we're just thrilled to be a partner with them.
Indeed, and this brings me to you as a great segue, Sean. How has this impacted your credit union? How is all this work,
it's been a very powerful impact. And a very positive impact. Mm-hmm. And I will say, we're always very aware that we want to bring in a partner that wants to take the time to get to know our culture, what's important to us, why are we doing this. Mm-hmm. And the contact center just wasn't, and I'll be the first to say, this isn't meeting our expectations, our own expectations on how we serve our members.
Right.
It's far and away our busiest branch. We take over 20,000 calls a month from our members. And we just weren't as responsive as we'd like to be. Mm-hmm. It was impacting the morale of our staff because they really want to take care of the member. That's what makes them great.
Mm-hmm.
And so Sean came in and spent a lot of time getting to know us, getting to know our employees, created a really safe atmosphere, watching our systems, watching our interactions, listening to how we did, taking the time to understand our unique set of challenges and opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you, the thing that probably impressed me the most, even above the results we got, and I'll talk about that in a second, is how much our staff embraced Sean and the Marathon team. They were champions of the changes that we put in place.
Mm-hmm.
from day one, and that makes all the difference in the world.
No doubt.
We've had a very significant improvement in how quickly we answer calls, the quality of those calls. So Sean, working with our staff, was able to say, hey, why do you do this process? And they were able to share, well, this really isn't very efficient. This is really stressful. So through their tools that they've introduced, and how do we monitor performance, how do we plan for calls better, how does our management interact with staff to plan the days out, our call volume, we've been able to manage it much better. Our service scores, we measure by net promoter score, have gone up about 35%.
Oh my God, that's a tremendous, that's a big
just,
jump.
You know, not even a year. Morale has improved significantly, and if your employees are happy and engaged, that impacts how they work with our members. So I can't really speak enough to the results that we've seen. Not only what we got, but how they worked with our team to do it.
So what specifically was the reason for the spike in the net promoter score? 35%. Yeah. That's significant.
It is huge.
Was there one thing that you can put your finger on, or is it a compilation of things?
I think it's hard to put your finger on any one thing in the contact center for sure. It's usually multiple things that you need to address. It's such a complex environment.
Sure.
There's so many moving pieces.
Sure.
I mean, certainly answering the phone quicker and being able to schedule more efficiently and get to the inquiries faster, that's a big part of it. But if you're answering the phone quicker and giving the wrong answer, that's no good,
that
right?
It's over
because they're calling you back anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also about ensuring that the individual is fully enabled, and giving the right information. And it's an interesting perspective. I think that sometimes people think of call centers. It's sort of this thing of just how hard can it be? Just answer the phone already, right?
Well, it's not that, right?
Very difficult. Lots of applications, lots of information. You gotta use your resources wisely.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's a lot of things, and I think the leadership within Unitas and them embracing some of the change, because sometimes change it's hard, right? But the way that Unitas was able to embrace and roll some of this stuff out is I think a big piece of how there was some success.
Mm-hmm.
And I would add to your question.
Yeah.
If you answer the phone more quickly and you've taken some of the stress and rush out, you have better conversations with the members. You have time to ask them how their day is going. Is there anything else I can help you with? Hey, I read in that nonverbal answer that there may be something else here. So I think the service scores improve when you answer the phone more quickly. You're showing that you value the member's time. But also that interaction improves, where you can provide more of that personalized service. The employees feel much better about themselves if they've actually truly made a difference in the member's life. So I think that's certainly helped in that promoter score. I think the other value that we saw, not only from a service perspective and a morale perspective from our staff, and those are two really big pieces, is there was definitely a cost savings to this as well.
And nice.
We were relying on a third party to handle our overflow calls, and that was a six-figure cost for us annually.
Oh my.
And so this has allowed us, because we're answering the calls more quickly, we're capturing more of those calls.
Mm, that cost goes down.
It goes down. It's almost, it's pretty much negligible now.
Perfect.
So that is a significant cost improvement, and we can plow that right back into our membership and our employees.
Perfect. All right, guys, let's wrap up the question here. Where do we go from here with this? What are the next steps?
Well, we obviously we'll continue the strong partnership relationship that we have with Jason and Unitas. We're excited to help them in many ways. They continue to grow and evolve. We were just chatting earlier about some other areas of opportunity that we can partner on. So I'm sure we'll be chatting here and partnering further in the coming months. And we're just super excited about it and really value this partnership tremendously.
Indeed. Any final words of wisdom here?
We're going to have to give them an office in our building.
Better.
I just think, when you find someone that's a true partner, and we have with Marathon, you're able to say, hey, can you help us with this? Can you look at this? Because a lot of those concepts in our contact center can be applied all across our organization.
Mm-hmm. Sure sounds like a great message to end on, guys. Congratulations on your success.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Love to hear this type of stuff. These are great stories. So well done. Jason, well done.
Thank you, sir.
Sean, well done.
Pleasure.
Keep up the good work.